Now notice the penalty. Then shall his brother's wife come unto him in the presence of the elders, and loose his shoe from off his foot, and spit in his face, and shall answer and say, so shall it be done unto that man that will not build up his brother's house. In other words, the man's disgraced for not performing that which he should according to the law, and it reveals the fact that he is not being true to his brother, or his family, or his tribe, or his nation, and actually to his God. Man's disgrace. These women suffragettes years ago said, the Bible's a man's book. My friend, it's a woman's book, I believe, actually more than a man's book. God's always protecting women and children. And here's the instance. Now, here is a widow, and this is the way God protects her. She's got a right to go to one of the brothers, anyone she wants to go to, or a cousin, or an uncle, anyone. Now, we're going to see that law in operation when we get to the book of Ruth, by the way, because it was used, and used effectively in that book, by the way. Now, let me just give the illustration of how it must have worked. Here's a man that lives way up in the Ephraim country. He raises cattle, and he raises sheep, and he raises barley up there. He has a barley farm, and he has about four or five sons. Fine boys. Now, one of these boys, one night, he gets the lantern down and he lights it and he starts down the road whistling. And believe me, the other brothers wonder where he's gone. He hadn't said anything about it. And so long about 11 o'clock that night, they hear him coming down the road and they can see the light from the lantern and he's whistling again. This time he's really whistling. And so he comes in, goes to bed, doesn't say a word to anybody. The brothers wonder. And so they forget it, though, because they think that's it. But the next night, he gets the lantern down again, and here he starts down the road again, and he's whistling. And when he comes home, why, he's still whistling. And they wonder, but he doesn't say anything to them. So the boys do some investigating and wonder about what's taking place. So the next night, here he goes again, and he starts off whistling. And long about 11 o'clock, or maybe later that night, he comes home, and he's not whistling, he's singing. He comes in, he goes to bed, doesn't say a word. So the next morning, they have a family huddle. And the brethren call him in and said, look here, Benjamin, where you been going at night? Oh, he said, down the road. Well, they say, that's obvious. But where do you end up when you go down the road? Oh, he said, just going down the road. He doesn't give them much information, you see. But they've done a little investigate, and they said, now there's a new family down the road. Could it be that you have been going there? Oh, he said, it could be. Well, they said, we'd like to know. Have you been going down to visit this new family? Oh, he said, yes, to tell the truth, I have. Says, I believe in the good neighbor policy, and I've gone down to welcome them into our neighborhood. Well, they said, is it true that there is a daughter in that family? Oh, this boy says, yes, I think there is. Well, they said, is it possible you've been going down to see her? And he says, it's possible. Well, they said, have you been going to see that girl? And he said, well, if you want to put it like that, I have. They say, wait a minute, we've seen the girl. Well, frankly, we don't care too much for her. And before you get any notions, you go to the doctor or the clinic and you have a physical test. We want to make sure you're in good health before you marry her, because none of us want to marry her. And he says, well, if you really want to know the truth, I proposed to her tonight and she accepted me. And I want to tell you that they really then get right down to business, because this is a family affair. You could see how that drew families together in Israel, could you not? This was God's way of actually drawing families very close together, and also of protecting widows and actually protecting the land, because it would stay in the same family, you see. This was God's method of protecting the land and widows and his people. And actually, was a very good law, by the way. Now you have here a list of punishment for certain crimes that are committed here when men strive together one with another and so on, and there would be certain penalties exacted, actually certain amount of money paid in case a man was hurt in that kind of an altercation.